This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is awarding Colorado another $3.4 million to help pay for the cost of fighting and recovering from the Marshall Fire. The State Homeland Security and Emergency Management Department and Colorado's Fire Prevention Agency will roughly split the federal money and use it to offset money spent on firefighters, equipment, and disaster recovery efforts. This brings the total FEMA assistance for the Marshall Fire to more than $35 million. Conservationists are asking land managers to avoid building trails through Colorado's elk habitat. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
About 300,000 elk live, breed, and migrate in about one-third of the state. But a new report from the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership says nearly 40% of that habitat overlaps with trails used for outdoor recreation. The nonprofit, which supports fishing and hunting, says the growing recreation industry and climate change is threatening the species, as elk tend to avoid trails and human activity. The report says new trails should be built away from elk habitat or only have seasonal access. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
About 300 soldiers from the Colorado National Guard are set to return home from the Middle East today. The men and women of the 3rd Battalion, 157th Field Artillery Regiment, has been stationed in Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates. They've been providing support for Operation Inherent Resolve, the multinational coalition fight against the Islamic insurgent group ISIS. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 12:06. This hour, we're listening to Here and Now, and in a couple of minutes, we'll get updates from Ukraine.